I was just showing Leroy this this Goosey's photo from Kane's Insight on Twitter. And it's a photo of when Mark Richt was the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, which Mark Richt did a very nice job being the Miami Hurricanes coach.
He gave money back.
Gave money back, got the indoor facility built. I didn't want to end up firing his guys, but I thought Mark Richt did a really nice job, and they had the momentum going. Now it led him into a panic to hire Manny Diaz, which, you know, wasn't a great era. But things are looking good. But we were just looking at this picture. I'll try and get this to Jennifer so she can throw this up for our audience. But it's a picture of Mark Richt at a youth camp.
He looks drunk.
No. Why would he look drunk?
Have you seen the ACC broadcast?
I think he just sounds like that dude. He just got we interviewed him.
Didn't he? He had a heart attack.
I know that.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys. He just sounds like that. We would have him on a couple times, and he'd be like, "Well," and you just never knew when he was done talking. Like it's just he's got like that. He's got that pacing in his speech. But either way, it's this. I just sent it to you, JFig, so you could get it for it. But there's this photo that he has. It's so Goosey's. And they tweet out, when Mark Richt took the Miami job, he made it a point to visit local youth teams. Wasn't necessarily going to pay off during his tenure, but he did it for the long-term health of the program. The young man to his left throwing up the U?
Mendoza.
Malachi Toney.
Oh, really?
Nice. Malachi Toney looks like he's probably like, I don't know, he's probably, what, seven here?
Yeah.
Seven, eight. He looks so cute.
It's adorable. And now he's the most terrifying weapon in all of college football. All
right. It is
terrifying. Loaded. Look at that. For our YouTube and Twitch audience, it's up there. The photo tweeted out by Kane's Insight.
That's the face. The guy next to him looks like a young Jameis Winston.
Or Baby Bane.
Baby Bane.
That's Goosey's dude.
I like his fro. Look at that. That's a good fro at seven.
That's what I had.
What happened?
I had a fro. Life, dude. Life.
Why are you not talking to the microphone?
I don't know.
It's radio. It's right there for you.
Do it.
I'm used to
high quality audio, right?
Minus one.
Right there. Right. You know?
For technical. Yeah.
No. Don't even. No. You can't even.
Yes, what? What do you mean? No, it is a technological snafu. Put my buttons up, Vlad.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's not.
For technological snafu.
Don't look at me like that. Otherwise, I'll give you this.
For sass.
Got to say something for sass.
The look said it all.
Being intangible.
Being intangible.
Headlines are brought... Dude. That's going to be funny when we hit him with that. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. If you want to go to Heat Celtics right now, callers 4 and 5. 4 and 5 are getting tickets to Heat Celtics. 305-567.
Celtics, that's a good one.
0560. Thursday night, Heat Celtics at the Kaseya Center. If you guys want to go see Heat Celtics, we're going to give it to callers 4 and 5, and you will win a pair of tickets to see Heat and Celtics on Thursday night at the Kaseya Center. Speaking of your Heat, they take on the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7:30. Norman Powell, questionable. I don't think there's been any update on that. Let me double check. Hold on. Wait. Huh. Okay. Nothing doing. So anyway, he's questionable for tonight's game. You got that going. And hopefully they get it back because they don't, you know, didn't do so good without him. Hurricanes hoops team is also in action. They take on Notre Dame tonight. The Canes are 14-2 over the course of the season. They are 3-0 in ACC play. I don't believe they are ranked.
Wow. They've only lost to two top 10 teams.
Yes. But, you know, they're sleeping on them, Leroy. That's what sleeping on them is. They got the Irish tonight. Irish are 10-6, 1-2 in ACC play.
Canes that ain't going to help.
Canes are 4.5-point favorites. They unfortunately have to play this game in South Bend, which who wants to go there?
I've had to go there twice.
How is it? Sucks.
Mm. Very small stadium.
Mm.
It's almost like you're on a sightseeing adventure instead of playing football. Mm. Keep in mind, a lot of the stadiums we played in didn't have lights. Didn't have lights. So they used like the portable lights, and they would spend like $1 million to get portable lights to light the stadium. So I think we played in one of the first, if not the first night game at Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
They try to do that. What's up with that area? They're like the Cubs, they don't like playing games at night either.
Scared of the dark? Games always start at 12.
The Dolphins head coaching search. They are going to interview former Dolphins linebacker, current Lions defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard. He's been added to the coordinator list. They also are going to interview the Chargers.
Kelvin is a tangible name.
Yes.
Kelvin.
It is.
No white Kelvins.
We got not that I'm aware of.
Even Kelvin Sampson, the Kelvin? Basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Not
Kelvin. Not Kevin.
Not Calvin.
Okay.
Not Calvin.
I was about to prove you
Kelvin.
Wrong.
Kelvin. K-E-L-V-I-N.
Thank you so much for spelling
Listen,
that.
I'm telling you, I know my people. Right? I know my people.
The Dolphins are also interviewing the Chargers defensive coordinator, and that is Josh Minter.
He's been up for coaching gigs before, right?
I don't know. I saw him on the thing, the odds list, which I don't know if they put that back up now. I need to, you know, I can't get him on that Stefanski anymore at 1,700.
I don't think it's weird to me because I just think of the situation as, you know, like a situation. What would I want? What?
You don't hear the fizzle.
Your bubbles are fizzing right in the microphone. Somehow your soda has more mic etiquette than you do.
That was your soda?
Yes.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Minus one for sass.
And gas.
Literally.
That's not like Doogie Howser was over there.
By the way, I'm shocked that these kids today don't even know Doogie Howser.
They don't know. You don't know who Doogie Howser is.
They know him as Barney.
You remember The Good Doctor? You know the show now, The Good Doctor? With the kid, I think he's very young and he has...
No, I don't watch it.
Okay. But you heard the show. Doogie Howser was like a 14-year-old doctor because he was so smart. And that was...
Wait, isn't there like the Good Doctor also?
Minus one.
She has to be trolling you.
She has to be.
Has to be. Jennifer, look up. There is no way you are serious right now.
Murderer.
There is no way you're serious.
She's messing with you.
Show pony.
No, she's not.
That's incredible.
She's the
show pony.
That's what happens when she's all focused on HR and court cases. Jennifer did send me, in fairness, she was doing show research. She sent me some news from Shams. Dallas Mavericks big man Anthony Davis.
Out for the season.
Is likely to undergo surgery to repair ligament damage in his left hand and miss several months. His season for Dallas is essentially over.
His season for Dallas never started. That's what you traded for Luka?
How did you trade Luka for that? You know, do you understand why that was an issue, though? Like,
no.
Why the guy?
Luka was probably one of the most durable players out there, and you traded him for 6-8. His nickname is 6-8. Guess what happened?
That guy can't work anywhere anymore. Like, even if he wanted to go work for tech, I'd be like, oh, so you had to stop here as a basketball executive? What'd you do?
Traded Luka?
Oh yeah, I was the guy who traded Luka. Yeah, you can't work here.
It's like, I wouldn't let him run my
eyes. It's bad judgment.
Yeah.
It's bad judgment.
But the thing is, the owners had to sign off on it.
Yeah, but a lot of, like, if you have an executive or an owner who doesn't know, like, these guys were new owners.
Mark Cuban was there.
He didn't have any power. He left him in the dark. Allegedly. If you listen to Mark Cuban, you know him.
Yeah.
Ben's the truth.
Ben's the truth.
Ben's the truth. Mm. And now he's got his power back. So some would say, did he trade Luka to get his power back? Mm. I'm not saying that, but people have thought that.
Who's people?
People.
Who?
You know, people have thought. Did Mark Cuban sign off?
I need a specific. I need a specific person.
Did he? Well, let's just say people on the internet.
Specific people.
I can't. No. You know, I don't want. I don't want to disclose sources. Dude,
He wants to say whatever he wants to say, he just goes
people.
Yeah, people. What people?
I want people. Yeah, I want to know who the people are.
Dude, people theorize.
You know what? You know how they, in school they make us like state our sources. I'm gonna start making Tobin.
Yeah,
stop. I'm not gonna do a bibliography on my.
Yeah,
takes.
No radio plagiarism.
This is not plagiarism. I'm just saying the theory that's out there in the ether is perhaps Mark Cuban, wink, let the Luka trade go, so that way this guy would eventually get fired, and he sold the Mavericks too soon. He was out of power. Now he's back in a place of power.
So wait a minute. Why would you sabotage your own team?
Because you missed the chase. You're just stupid Shark Tank guy now. Look what he's trying to do with Indiana, trying to find the dragon.
Oh, he's gonna have a great party here in it if they win.
Find the dragon.
Yep.
What does that mean?
You get it.
No, I don't. I really don't.
minus one for thinking he got it.
Minus one.
Is this real or is this like late?
What?
Landon just says Ja News. I don't know if he's referring to Rachel Nichols saying Ja wants to be here. We were listening
to that. During the break, yeah.
Rachel Nichols says that basically
she
was basically on her podcast. I think it was Open Court or Open Run. It escapes me. I don't know what the name of the podcast is, but Rachel Nichols was on there.
With Chris
basically,
Mannix.
Yeah, basically saying that this Ja Morant thing to Miami, kind of a terrible idea based on how they go about business and how he runs his life. However, he does want to be there.
Okay, that doesn't matter. We don't want him here.
Who's we?
Everybody
people,
but you.
People.
Why?
People.
I thought you didn't want
people.
Him here.
People.
Well, exactly. I don't think.
I don't think we're so close-minded.
People don't want him here.
Man, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? And we is people.
What if we could tap into something, you know?
You know what? You're the guy who keeps chasing something that's not there. Right? When you have all of the situation and all of the stories and all of the things that everybody's telling you about a player, along with his inability to shoot, you would sign him to a team that has problems with guys shooting.
Yeah.
Do you know how ridiculous that
sounds?
We'll just
bring up Trevor Keels from Sioux Falls. Dude, he was 12 for 12.
At the free throw line?
No, from three.
When?
Saturday.
There?
In Sioux Falls. It was a Sioux Falls record.
Oh. Who was guarding him?
I don't know.
Other
12 for 12 is 12 for 12. You're in the zone. You'd agree.
Only zone you've been in is cow zone.
Such a bastard. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I couldn't let that one go.
I like how you say that, and you're the one who put ASMR soda in our microphones today.
Soda. Diet.
There's nothing diet about that sound.
A slow fizz, too.
MacMan says, Ja can't shoot threes or play more than 50 games. Everyone is not dumb except Tobin, the hero hater. I don't know if you've noticed MacMan, but Tyler Hero ain't exactly played 50 games recently either.
Yeah, Tyler Hero's
and also, what's up with him not shooting threes? This kid was one of the best shooters I've ever seen in my life. Where the hell are my Tyler Hero threes? I want this guy going out there. He should be taking 10 threes a game, Leroy. 10 threes a game.
He's got to jump 10 times.
He's got to take 10 threes a game. He should be.
Right.
He's one of the most talented shooters in the league.
Mm-hmm. When is that going to show?
He's like, you want threes? Floaters. I know you can do the floater. Jesus, you could probably do the floater blindfolded. But give me some threes. I need some bombs from you, Tyler.
Clearly, you've never played sports.
Dude.
You're just making it sound like everything that these guys want to do against other elite talent is just easy.
He doesn't. He wants everything clean. You got it, Norm? He takes reckless threes, takes it from the logo. He'll throw a fireball in
there. Norm ain't Tyler.
Come on.
Tyler ain't Norm.
He was like fourth in 3 makes last year. Where is that this year?
He's what?
He was like fourth in 3-point makes last year. Where is that?
Do you have over 200?
I don't know what the total was.
Wait a minute. He barely played.
Not last year. I'm talking last year.
That was so long ago.
Okay. You need a break. You know what happened? You know what's catching up with you, right?
Dr. The Papa John's. Yep.
Oh, you got the itis now.
You're up on the ropes.
Oh, you got the itis.
You're trying to rope it up 2 more seconds.
Oh, my God. You really do have the itis.
You start the itis. No.
He's got the itis?
Why did Tobin look at me and say, you're up against the ropes right now?
That's basically him saying you got the itis.
You had one haymaker. It was to fat shame me. Everything else you have not been engaged in.
Leroy, are you really catching the itis right
now?
No, I'm not. Yeah, you are, Leroy.
I'm not.
Leroy, you're catching the itis.
I'm not.
Oh,
you are going to be so snuggled up when you get home.
Oh, this is the name of the segment, Leroy itis.
No, I'm going to the gym.
Huh?
I'm going to the gym.
To do what?
You might want a cafecito before you go.
Nah.
Or a regular Dr. Pepper.
You might, yeah. Get some sugar. Yeah, get some cream and sugar.
We'll take a break. We got 2 more pairs of Heat tickets before we're out of here. Back after this. What am I to do with a guy who's calling in right now with the ID that says Kodak Black? Do I answer that call? I feel like I got
to
answer that call.
I need to answer that call.
Hey, QAM, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Wonderful. I was trying to win the tickets to the Heat game.
Do you like the Heat?
Like them. I'm a Heat lifer, man. Come on.
All right, let's send this guy to the Heat game. He sounds legit, Vlad. Let's send him to the Heat game, too.
Yes.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's your name? Because your phone, it comes up as Kodak Black, and you don't sound like Kodak Black.
I know. My name's Justin.
Oh, well, congrats, Justin. You're going to go to the Heat game, man.
Yes. I'm from Hollywood, man. I'm a Heat lifer, man. Oh, my God.
All right, relax. Well, calm down.
Well, that made me happy.
You know what? You made his day.
That did make
my
day. All right. All right, well, if you got a cool caller ID, that's a good way to sneak in and get the tickets without having to do the contest.
And make sure your name says Kodak Black on it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it have been cool if it was Kodak Black?
That would have been
cool.
He
had some Panthers takes. Remember when Kodak Black was like number one Panthers fan?
Mm-hmm.
Then he had too much fun in the luxury box.
Too much fun. Wasn't he arrested for a while? I think he came out already, right?
You know, I can't keep up. I don't want to judge, you know.
I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
I don't want to...
why we haven't seen him in the suite.
Is that why? Is he not allowed at the Panthers games?
No, I think he was just arrested. So
he's Akon?
We haven't seen him because he was arrested.
I don't think he's Akon.
Akon and Young Jeezy, trying to take it easy.
Yeah, he's not up against the ropes. So what are you going to do now that Aaron Rodgers is out? Like, do you have a new hate watch favorite in the playoffs?
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, dude.
Just tired. Tired of the...
Do you want to go over the... Do you have a particular lean on the matchups for this upcoming divisional round? We got Bills at Broncos Saturday at 4:30. The line has flipped. Let me check it again. It's now Denver is now the slight favorite. It opened as Buffalo 1.5. Now it's Denver 1.5.
I think I'll take the home team there.
Okay.
I just think that they play mistake-free football, and they have a quarterback that's similar to what Josh Allen does, but I think defensively they're better. So I would lean Denver.
Okay. All right. Then we have to close out Saturday night, we go to 49ers and Seahawks. Seattle's a 7.5-point favorite.
I will say this.
This could be the battle of the future Dolphins coach. Does the winner get the Dolphins job? Saleh versus Clint Kubiak?
I will say this. I don't know how the hell he's doing it in San Fran.
Easy.
They're banged up, hurt, whatever.
Damn good coach.
Yeah, no, I know. But... like, to just dismiss them ever is at your own peril. I would lean Seattle because Seattle's been really, really, really good. But I got to tell you, if you told me you wanted, you picked San Francisco because they're always in it, I can't be mad at you.
Another more people are calling in.
QAM, what's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, boss. I just wanted to ask a couple questions about the Heat.
Do tell. Go ahead.
So this is for all of you. I just wanted your opinions on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if what would you guys think about benching Mitchell?
Okay.
And starting Norm, Tyler, Wiggins, Bam, and Ware.
I don't hate it, to be honest with you, just because if you're not gonna, you know, if you're not gonna bench Tyler, which clearly they don't have the stomach to do that, and get into that drama again. Which, look, I get Spo not wanting to go reruns on that. I think the value in starting Ware is there, so I would be for that.
I mean,
all right, yeah, because that's what I think.
You're the coach.
We need more size in our lineup.
You're a coach. Agree. You got to be a big boy.
Agreed.
Like agreed. If Tyler need to be sad, he need to be sad. You're the coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got to make the tough decisions. Don't talk about feelings. Feelings ain't winning you no games. Everybody feeling great. You ain't winning no damn games.
Nothing more than feelings.
Like you say, F them picks. F them feelings. We trying to win basketball games. Care about your feelings.
I have to tell you.
But it's true. The reality of it is that's factual.
I mean,
like, feelings are going to get you fired.
I understand, but he's been coaching Tyler a long time.
So what?
He goes to him and he goes, come on, baby. What are you doing to me?
You know what I say to him? Tyler, feelings going to get me fired. But look here, bud. You got to go in on and go sit by UD.
What?
Yeah, just for a minute till you get your game right.
UD's in L.A., man. He's doing
the Amazon Prime set.
Yeah, preferably, I mean, listen, here, I know this is going to sound crude, and it's going to sound rude, careful. And it's going to sound bad.
Careful.
But I'm saying something a lot of people thinking. If you got up tomorrow morning and Tyler wasn't with the Heat anymore, your first question would be, oh, no, not Tyler. You'd be like, what did we get?
We got to take a break, huh?
That's keeping it real.
Yeah, we are pretty early.
Vlad.
You got time. No, we got time. We have time to discuss.
Vlad. That's keeping it real. Is that keeping it real?
You keeping it in buck. You keeping it in mad real right now. Yeah, he's right.
I'm just saying. If we got up in the morning.
People are saying that?
Yes, people are saying that.
If I looked at my phone, if you looked at your phone tomorrow morning and it said, Tyler Hero is in California.
Wow.
Or wherever. I'm just saying. And you saw that.
And I saw that. What would
your first question would, you wouldn't blow up my text saying, oh no, they traded Tyler. You would first thing you would look for is say, who did we get?
Really?
Tobin, I know you. I know you.
Is that what I would say?
I know you. Here's the problem. There's really nothing out there.
Well, there is something.
No,
you don't want him, though.
Nobody wants him. He doesn't fit.
I'm walking in Memphis.
He doesn't fit.
You're not Marco.
Why are you getting caught up in names?
Please stop it.
He doesn't help this team.
I like names,
hey,
dude.
How does he help this team? No, realistically, I would like you to give me three things he does help this team.
Real point guard. Sets up his bigs, just like he did in Memphis.
I mean, he'll have the same amount of.
Put on your blues where you are. Right in Tyler to Memphis.
He's deflecting, by the way.
He is, I know. This is why we can't have real conversations.
I actually wouldn't mind Tyler and Ja playing together. I would be fine with that. That'd be cool.
Tyler and.
Yeah, dude.
So you just. Wait.
BR versus Tyler and Bane.
You just want no resistance on the defensive side.
We'll have resistance.
Neither one of them play defense. That's two guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to keep Wiggins. We'll have to have Wiggins.
As long as you say that, see how quickly.
We'll keep Wiggins.
You know what's funny? Just said that. Just said that.
Quiet you down.
So I wait. She said that.
It was so instant how you shut up. Like, the minute you.
No, because I was thinking. And then I know his angles, right? So I'm thinking, he just said that, so I will buy into
don't you wish I
him having
now?
That ridiculous backcourt with two guys two Garden gnomes that don't play no defense. And can't, Ja can't shoot. Really can't shoot. He's always hurt.
Not basketball.
Two guys always get hurt. How you think that's going to play out when both of them are sitting next to each other?
Not great.
Okay.
Not great.
So why take that chance? Why put yourself in the same situation every year? If you want to get rid of Tyler.
Yep.
If you say, let's try to get rid of Tyler, why would you get rid of him for another guy that does the exact crap that he does and never plays? That makes no sense. That's not being responsible. That's being Tobin.
It's a low-risk, high-reward move.
I mean, it's not.
It is.
Being Tobin, he can't shoot. You need shooters.
Maybe we find something. You know?
You don't think half the league is looking for shooters?
Remember when we hit that jumper over Kalel?
Called him a pigeon?
Called him a pigeon.
Now you're okay with that.
You love that.
No. He was also, he had Tyler on crutches after the game because of all the ankles he broke. But he can't shoot. He can't shoot.
A basketball.
A jumper.
Right now, I would trust Westbrook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shooting the ball.
I mean, he did go four for eight yesterday.
4 for 8 yesterday. It was very shocking. I think it sent J.J. Redick into a tailspin.
I'm telling you, I would trust that more than I trust Josh shooting.
What if he starts dunking again?
Huh?
Dunking.
If he starts dunking again, I promise you,
do you think
before the end of February, he will be out.
He could be cooked. That is a possibility.
Why do you want to take that chance?
I want something new.
You want something new?
Something new.
How are you still married? This attitude doesn't add up to long-time marriage.
This is where I'm a floozy. I'm loyal in marriage, and I'm a floozy with my basketball.
Yeah, but then when we call you out on it,
so you're a basketball whore.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, so
I'm more of an excitement whore.
Instead of being a basketball wife, when we call you out,
when we call you out,
right?
Why do you always fight it and deny it when you know it's 100%
true? Well, I can't. When you fight, you do it no matter what. When I wanted to pay Jimmy, you yelled at me for that too. I said, I want to keep him. You're like, no. You know, what are we doing?
If you kept Jimmy, where would you be now?
Probably the same place. We'd probably be right here.
And miserable because he wouldn't. He'd be like a vice joy.
I wouldn't be miserable.
He would. He'd be like a vice joy again.
You would be miserable. And you want to know something? We better do something with that money you wanted to save, Pat.
Look at the parents.
We better do something with that money you saved, Pat.
Because let me say,
if you didn't want to pay him $60 million next year, so where's that money going? Where's it going? Who we spending it on?
So you paying that $60 million for him?
Next year. That's what it was all fighting over, right? An extra guaranteed 60?
But guess what?
Well, where's my fun? What am I spending it on?
You think you would have fun if Jimmy was on this team?
I don't know. Maybe I would have.
No, don't.
Maybe I would have.
Why do you say
maybe I would have?
No, you wouldn't have.
Maybe I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
You know what, you want to know what something? I wouldn't know because they haven't done anything with the money. They've sat here and I got nothing. No jaw, no whales.
Just playing.
That's all I got.
So you think that if Jimmy was here, he would play more games?
I don't know.
You see what he does? That's why he can't have conversations with you.
There's nobody durable in the NBA anymore except for Bam.
No!
Plays through injury. And look at him.
Mikal Bridges. Thank you.
Mikal Bridges.
Oh, great. Mikal Bridges. You want to give a 4 first-round picks for him? Nobody does.
He doesn't miss any games.
Brooklyn did.
and they drafted 9 mediocre point guards.
Not my problem.
It's not your problem.
So, like, no.
Nothing will make you happy.
Huh?
Nothing will make you happy.
Not Ja. Because I'm being realistic about the situation.
So who do you want?
Yeah, I know what you want, Tobin.
Who do you
want?
What?
In Tobin's perfect world, you really want to hear what he would want?
Hmm?
He would want both Ja and Zion on the Heat.
I can't have both of them. That's too dangerous. Well, although, both in the draft class.
They would activate and go to Astron together.
They could.
He would chauffeur them there.
They could have their own sports bar.
Your wife says, no, you got a game? No, I'm driving.
They should open up their own sports bar just called Distractions. Ass and Guns.
Horrible.
Horrible. That's a great name of a bar.
Distractions.
But you spelled the distraction as ass.
Distrash.
We call it, no, Distrash Guns.
Big tease.
All right, we got to take a break. More to come. Back after this. Hey! We have any more pair? We got one player left, lad? One pair left? All right, last caller. Last pair of Heat tickets to give away. Heat and Celtics is coming up on Thursday. What call do you want to do, Leroy?
Let's go. What's Ja's number?
12.
No. Let's go half of that.
Six?
Caller six.
Caller six to 305-567-0566. Why half of it?
Because he's only going to play half the games.
Yeah. I don't know why you fall for that, dude. Why you fall for that?
You know, give me the stars right now who are durable. You know that are going to get traded.
Durable, but I need a certain percentage.
If Jason Tatum was available, would you be like, "Oh, he's coming off the Achilles tear"?
Yeah.
Not, you know, you're not mature. Can't have any fun with you. Anytime I want to trade for somebody, you try and go against me.
No, because you trade for names, not for production. Are you telling me Ja would be productive?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He can't shoot.
Well.
On a team that has no shooting. How's that going to help?
If Norm's here, Norm shoots. Jovic has been on a little bit of a tear lately. Kalel can shoot.
You know what I mean.
That seems...
I would like him to be. I would like a shooter like Tyler used to be without. But I need him.
Yeah,
to
you get have a shooter in Tyler.
I want to need. I need him to get right his stones back.
He needs this. He needs to. He needs to let it fly. I
his
would agree.
Kiwis
with that.
Need to drop.
I need Tyler Hero. I would like Tyler Hero. Maybe take a shot at tequila before the game and let it fly. You know. That would be nice. I would like a game where him and Norm just go crazy. Just like let those puppies go.
They don't.
Let him go. Like, Norm does.
But
now he put up a 2-for-12 the last game.
Oof. It happens. Like, what does it mean? Stop shooting? No.
Need another try like that tonight. They take on the Suns. You guys can hear that game right here on QAM. And if you guys want to win those tickets, 305-567-0560. Caller 6 is going to win those tickets. Although I think Vlad has our winner already because you guys are called. People are like, people really think they're cute. They're like, you think anybody wants to go? Yeah, literally like 100 people have been calling nonstop for Heat tickets.
Shout out to the winner, Christopher Duggan.
Not a Celtics fan, was he?
No. Good. Not only is he a Celtics fan, he's a big-time Heat fan, and he just had a child.
Oh,
Chris
wow.
Jr.
And he can get out of the house?
And he's getting out the house. So either the wife will be
with them tickets.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him and his wife for, you know, bringing in a future Heat fan into this world. Shout out to Chris and Chris Jr.
Man,
and
Mrs. Duggan. You got the IMDb of this man.
They love Vlad,
the Wikipedia.
Bro. They share their info with Vlad. Who doesn't want to share their info with Vlad?
I love it. Well, congrats to him. And thanks to all the Heat fans. I believe Hockman, Crowder, and Solana have Heat tickets as well, so you guys can keep listening throughout the day.
I think we're giving out Heat tickets for the whole week.
Nice.
Friday.
Oh, listen, please. Our boy, friend of the show, Sean Paul's performing tonight at halftime.
Yeah.
By the way, I was so disappointed with you guys having him, and I wasn't there.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
You know. It makes you feel any better. There was no silly sauce, nothing. It was just
no, I get it, but watching that interview, I could tell it's like there's four people that probably haven't heard a Sean Paul song in a long time.
That's not true.
What's name your Sean Paul song?
No.
What? You just said no?
Yeah. I hate when people do that.
Because
you,
like I said, four people who haven't
I'm going to tell you like this, Vlad. I listen a lot of Sean Paul. A lot of times I don't know the name of the song.
You did that yesterday with you. Like,
did you guys even come in with a song while he was like one of his songs?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
I'm okay. Like, yeah. Why? I was getting ready. No, go ahead. I'm waiting for you. Oh. Said I was yesterday. You were, yeah, because I picked the wrong song.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you pick Like Glue?
No, because he said he was asking
Rihanna.
About Rihanna, and then she started singing Baby Boy. I'm like, that's not her.
That's
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
He has,
oh
he has
my
a
god,
song with Dua Lipa, which is probably what you were thinking of.
Huh?
He has a song with Dua Lipa.
He was thinking of Beyonce, yeah. But he confused the.
You're probably one of the more recognizable voices, though.
Who?
Just straight up voice.
Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Like who? Everybody knows is one of them. One
is
them.
Unlike most artists. It's easy to. Understand what he's saying when he's talking than when he's singing, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't even try. Like I was listening the
day
before.
Part Latin.
When I was listening to some of the songs the day before after our text thread with Sean on the Sean Paul thing, I was like, this guy's got a bunch of bullets in the chamber.
Oh,
lot of hits.
If he had a versus,
any of that stuff. Actually.
You
but
can't
I
say
am.
This because you already
no.
just went.
You went at it in the text.
That first of all, I didn't go at it. you were trying to skate out of coming in.
No.
And
I was, no.
Okay,
dude. I was going to come in.
Okay.
Well, only, you were only, wait. Okay. You were only coming in because you thought he was showing up
to
the studio.
And I said it.
It's Monday.
And I said
at this place. Nobody comes here on Monday.
I thought he would come in because also he probably had like an interview with Power or something.
You had a very convenient okie-doke at the end of it.
You're
last
not
minute.
Lashing out on me.
I'm not lashing out. You're trying to lash out on me. You're trying to lash out on me.
Do you want me to go so we can get some content and stuff like that? And you were like, no.
Which didn't make a lot of sense.
And you went off and you started talking about him in ways that no one should approve.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay. Why, you trash talking Sean Paul?
No, I just said, like, it's not like we have Bad Bunny coming. It's not like a current artist. I'm like, what do you want to come in for content for? Like, Sean Paul's peak was like 20 years ago. And she's like, what? I was like,
I mean, he's not
that's
wrong.
The truth.
But
not
still,
wrong.
That's
no.
the
why,
truth.
Why do you got to go ahead and say stuff like that?
And that's
then,
the truth.
And then what did you call
that?
Him?
By the way, I love that you're saying that. Yeah. And she still doesn't know when Sean Paul, like,
listen,
you know.
I'm going to tell you something.
Right. That's
I
the that, you,
despise.
Hey.
No, you
thank
know what?
You,
minus one.
Thank you.
No.
Minus
you know why? No,
me.
Ain't no minus one. Minus one on you. And I'm going to tell you why. If somebody
you don't even know a Sean Paul song.
Hold on.
I listened to Sean Paul the entire night. I was listening to him.
How intangibles? Get ready for an interview. I listened to
his
whole catalog last night.
The whole night.
Okay.
And you know you can't even name Lake Glue.
No,
wait a minute. Why?
I
then why did
want.
You call him?
Well, this was after I felt bad. I had to do my. I did upon further review.
You felt bad. Why'd you feel bad, huh?
Because
he called him
that way.
Gene Simmons.
You gotta wake up and smell the coffee. By the way, much cooler than Gene Simmons.
Oh,
Gene Simmons
yeah.
was a wackadoodle when we had him on.
He's very cool.
Oh, you want to go ahead and
trees up in my head.
Fantastic way to finish this show.
You know what I like, too, when they put the lyrics on your music?
No. And you said, first of all, it's like him trying to read that text earlier.
They don't even try. They're just like. They should just put when they put the lyrics and be like, "You guys get it."
Because you I bet you told me trying to sing the song. I'm like, no. Plus.
What did she just say?
Plus, a lot of this stuff, you can read the words without understanding the meanings.
Yeah, but remember. He's chanting in patois, so there's a couple of words that you probably don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think they're supposed to.
You know, you're going to have to ask somebody who knows those words and the meaning of it.
They're not for the intangibles. It's not for them.
You just dance to the music.
Yep.
You don't worry about move your lips like you're singing, but you don't need to know what they're saying.
How does Tobin dance to that kind of music?
Oh, he's doing the sprinkler.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Dutty? Are you Dutty Wine?
I don't know why I picked him like.
Gotta do the shimmy.
No, he's got a wine.
Dude,
can you imagine whining?
Wait, you know what I just pictured? Mm-hmm. Him dancing like the gopher in Caddyshack.
Yes, that's exactly what I pictured.
It's a silly sauce. Do you remember Dates I've made that? All right. We got to go, everybody. That's our show for today. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.